Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well, Taryn. I don't have a pot or a spoon to say how happy I am to be here and how happy I am to be talking to you, but I am. Just take it for what it's worth.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything happening on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And oh boy, Puya, there's a lot to talk about. Last night was pure chaos. And if you weren't watching and you don't plan on going back and watching, I don't think this update can do it justice. You should just go back and watch, especially the first like couple of hours after the HOH competition. Not to mention, this whole thing started after an endurance comp. So like this is just nuts. We are going to do our best to update you on what happened here, but there was so much happening at once, it's hard to really tell a cohesive story here.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how much of it we get to and how well we portray everything that went on. For a night where everyone was excited to get an endurance comp on live feeds, the endurance comp was nothing compared to the night that followed. So there's a lot. Strap yourselves in, get a coffee like I did. It's about to get crazy.
Yes. So first of all, as everyone saw, the eviction went down and Brett ends up staying after giving this rousing speech about how he apologizes to Caitlin and how he had a conversation with Bailey, where Bailey told him that she was going to vote to keep him and then try to pin it on Caitlin. And everybody on Twitter was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. Taryn, why do you even find this amusing? It's never going to work. And even I was like, this is more for entertainment value than actual strategy. Obviously, this was not meant to actually work. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. He goes through with the speech. He ends up staying 6-5. Winston is pissed. Bailey, Haley, Rockstar, Fessy, they're all shocked. They go to the HOH competition, the endurance competition. Rockstar is the first one to drop. Then Fessy goes down after all of his boasting. Brett goes down, Bailey, Angela, Rachel, Haley. Then JC goes down, surprisingly. He had a bit of a problem. He hurt his butt, I guess. He was talking about that. Caitlin ends up going down, at which point Casey and Tyler feel comfortable going down. Sam wins the HOH competition. It's strange because, you know, normally I give a lot of drama with these endurance comps because there's so much, you know, drama in them. But there's all the drama happened after, Priya.
Yeah, pretty well. The little bit of drama that happened beforehand, we managed to happily get on the live show itself with Rockstar in Brett's face. And then during the comp, it was about an hour. It didn't take all that long for an endurance comp. This was pretty quickly done. A couple standout moments were JC and Caitlin talking and Caitlin swearing on everything, including her boyfriend that she did not flip to him. Then JC falling was actually pretty comical. There's a Twitter Clayton something. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, but he has a GIF of that moment and it is magnificent.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah. So seek that out if you haven't seen that yet. Other than that, Rockstar obviously cheering on everyone but Brett, the entire live feed audience getting annoyed with Scotty's play-by-play commentary. But then that all ends and we get into what we know at this point was a chaotic night.
Yes. And also, as I sort of alluded to, people are asking, why did Tyler stay up that long? He was staying up there as long as it took to make sure that Caitlin didn't win. He does not want another week of having to deal with her as the HOH. So Sam is our HOH. And as soon as the feeds come back, it is full on quest, hunt, whatever you want to call it, for the Hinky vote. But here's the thing. It's not just one Hinky. It's two, and they don't know how to deal with this. It's utter chaos. Right from the get go, we've got Caitlin saying it was not Tyler. Tyler was not the vote. He swore on his dad. It's not Tyler. I think Brett's telling the truth. I think that Rockstar was trying to flip. Look how she's reacting. Cut to Rockstar bawling her eyes out for the next 4 hours. It makes her look guilty. So you got Caitlin talking to Brett, and Brett's explaining the story of how Rockstar came up to him and told him nobody would expect us to work together. I'll vote for you, all this stuff. And he was like, I thought I was going home. And all of level six is saying, we all thought Brett was going home. We have no idea what happened. This is just, it's, The chaos that happened last night is purely an instance of just like, you know, it's what, six or seven people who are just very committed to the lie. They are all lying, and they, and the other side doesn't know that they're all together, that they're all in on the lie. So when so many different people are lying and like gaslighting you from multiple different angles, you start to question your own reality. And that's what's happening to people like Caitlin and Fessy and Haley and Rockstar. They just like, and even Bailey, they just have no idea what's happening, and they don't understand why the vote keeps going wrong and why they keep not knowing things. Fessy in particular is just gonna for the third week in a row walk around with that dumb look on his face like, I'm so confused. So it's utter chaos, Puya.
Yeah, this is something I feel like a lot of us have been waiting for so many seasons now. We want two sides, want them to go after each other. But what's funny is when there's two sides, one side is pretty horrible. They don't know the other side is a side, but they believe in their own, you know, conglomerate that they've created. And then week by week, someone in that conglomerate they think is not working with them, and them having to figure it out. You know, what's better than one Hinky vote 2 weeks in a row? Two this week. How are they going to sort that out now? And for me not liking Fessy, for me not really caring for Fessy, every week, Thursday night, it's been a blast watching him just be confused and just not know anything and just like have a baby tantrum about everything and like, get in this person's face. Like, I don't know what to think anymore. I don't even know. My favorite thing with Fessy last night was when he was talking to JC and he's like, even if it was you, if you would just tell me like right now, we're 100% okay. The poor guy just wants to sleep knowing that he knows where everything is and no one's going to give it to him because like you said, people are committed to the cause here. No one is trying to let the other side know what's going on. They love the way everything fell through. And I don't know if they expected Rockstar to have the big reaction she had, but that has made everything so much easier for them.
Yeah. I almost feel like maybe the way we should tell this is just by following individuals throughout the night. Like, sure. Like we can start with Caitlin because she was sort of, you know, as we understand, Caitlin is all over the place. You know, she starts out saying, Tyler swore on his dad. It's not Tyler. She does end up, she talks to Brett. She gets Brett's side of the story. Haley comes in at some point and she's like, Haley, it was you, wasn't it? You voted to keep Brett. And Haley's like, what? God, are you asking me about this? And she's like, I knew it. It's you, Haley. And Haley's like, no, what? Stop it. Pissing Haley off. Continues to talk to Brett. Brett says, hey, Tyler saw this conversation happen. She asks Tyler when Tyler comes in, did you see this conversation happen? He said, yes. Why do you think I was so weird about this today? Because Tyler had been saying earlier in the day, like, I don't know where all these votes are. And so he was like, I couldn't tell you because I knew you would blow up. I was trying to protect protect you. And she buys this, and she ends up talking to the rest of Faute. She talks to Bailey, and Bailey is very clearly annoyed with her, but she's not really seeing that. She tries to tell Bailey that, hey, you know, Tyler saw this happen. He swore on his dad that he didn't vote this way. And Bailey's like, can I talk to Tyler then? Because Bailey's not really having this story for the moment. Bailey ends up talking to Tyler. We'll talk about that later. So then Caitlin's, she's going around, she ends up, she believes in this, this idea that Rockstar was truly doing this, because why else would she be acting the way that she is? And she believes Brett, and she also is now like cuddling with Brett, and after finding it disgusting that anybody would vote for him to stay, she is now fully back on Team Brett because he apologized on national television. So she's cool with Brett again. Then she's going to have some conversations with Fessy. Fessy is, and she's going to be like, Fessy, why are you mad? Fessy, why are you acting this way? And Fessy's just like not having it. She ends up just like bawling her eyes out to Fessy, because he won't believe that she wasn't the flip vote. She has a conversation with Tyler where Tyler tells her, Tyler says, why did you tell Bailey that I was the thing? Why did you involve me in this? She's like, I'm sorry. He ends up flipping this around on her. She cries to Tyler. He comforts her. Tyler does some real work on her there. She's like, man, you're looking out for me. You tell me what to do. You're so good at this. Which is what Tyler has always wanted to hear from Caitlin. She has a conversation with Bailey even later in the night, where she comes up with this idea that, hey, maybe it was a power. Maybe there was a power used, and that's why the vote happened the way it did. And this is great for her, because it would alleviate her of any wrongdoing in Fessy's eyes, and also alleviate Tyler from any wrongdoing in their eyes, because she does want to protect him. But Bailey is not having this. Bailey is just so done with Caitlin that she says, stop bullying me. I'm done with this. She leaves the room and goes and talks to Tyler, which Caitlin, of course, is not happy with. And that's mostly Caitlin's night.
Yeah, pretty well. Like you kind of, I feel like, skipped over the emotion that she went through.
Oh, yes.
We're not trying to reenact it here. Again, this is one of those few things where you need the feeds to see how that went down. So go back to yesterday about like 11 to midnight, Big Brother time for the Fessy Caitlin blow up. And then the highlight of that part too is when she's full on bawling and just emotional wreck, Sam gets the HOH, and now Sam is like, who wants to see my HOH room? And they're sitting in the room with the board, and Fessy's like, come on, Caitlin, let's go. Ken's like, I'm not going. I heard you. I'm not going. I'm not doing it. So obviously she goes. Spoiler alert. That happens. But yeah, no, Caitlin kind of jumped from room to room and had these blasts everywhere. And I think the big flaw with Caitlin, the one of many flaws, as everyone knows, is that Caitlin's the type of person where if she's having a conversation or if there's an issue, she wants it done then and there so she can sleep easy. But the thing with the Big Brother house is you don't want to do all that stuff right away. Like, it's like what she was doing with Haley in front of Brett. Obviously, Haley is sitting there having voted this guy out and like doesn't want to have to talk about this in front of him. And then to talk about the cuddling that went on with her and Brett, she's sitting there with Brett and she's like, yeah, so I'm not going to lie, I voted you out, but I'm so glad you're here. I'm so happy you're here. And it has to do with the fact that at this point in the night, she thought she was full on the Rockstar bandwagon of Rockstar probably did do this. She was trying to pin it on me. I understand that. And then the reason she thinks that the power was used is because around 5:30, Sam comes out of the HOH room cackling, not laughing. She made sure everyone knew cackling. And all like besides herself, and she went last, she voted last, so she must have used the power. She must have been able to have two votes to flip, and like that's why Rockstar's name came out, because she did take your vote, and that's what happened. And I believe I want to say it was Haley that kind of was like hypothesizing this, and Caitlin took it hook, line, and sinker. Was like, oh my god, if this is real, I am crapping bricks. This is crazy. This happened. And she just took it. She just took it all. And as you would imagine, like, just kept going like that all night long until she passed out.
Yeah, it's crazy. And throughout all of this, you've got JC running around. He is swearing that he voted to keep Brett. And this is another one of the keys to causing all of this chaos, because anytime they're like, well, what if Tyler flipped? But there were two people. What if this person flipped? But no, there were two people. It doesn't make any sense. Two people are lying to us. And JC is going to go, he's going to swear he voted to keep Brett. He's going to say, I think that Caitlin was the one. JC had apparently gone to Bailey shortly before the eviction and told her, hey, just so you know, Caitlin is playing you. She's planning on, on flipping on you, and you need to watch out for her, which is one of the reasons why Bailey is convinced that Caitlin is the one that flipped, which is why she's so pissed off at her. JC is going to tell Fessy, he's going to swear up and down, I voted to keep Brett, I promise you. And Fessy is going to buy this completely because JC was honest. The last two votes, yeah, when JC voted against Fessy's interests, JC was straight up with Fessy and told him beforehand, told him afterward, this is the way I voted. So now the fact that JC is saying, no, this is how I voted with you this time, Fessy is completely buying it, especially in comparison to people like Caitlin, who have obviously done things behind his back. Haley, who's not giving him the love and attention that he wants and is making him look like an idiot on national television. And Rockstar, who looks super shady right now because she's busy bawling her eyes out about something that shouldn't matter. She should be laughing it off, but instead she's literally like just walking around the house, just bawling. So JC is just going to keep doing that. He also wants to make sure that Sam nominates Caitlin and Haley or Rockstar, whoever it is. He wants Caitlin up on the block because he's putting this on Caitlin. He's trying to blame all of this on Caitlin. He's done with Caitlin. He wants her gone. He obviously doesn't know that the week isn't going to matter anyway. But Sam has told everyone, I'm not going to have any one-on-ones. I'm going to tell everyone who I'm nominating once we get the HOH room, and that's it. That's all that we're doing. JC is claiming to have voted Brett out, not vote to keep Brett. I apologize for misspeaking. There's a lot of stuff happening. So JC is trying to get into Sam's ear about who to nominate. And at some point he is going to be, trying to get at her in the bathroom, but Rachel is sitting in there and he's like he's so mad that Rachel is there. And then, by the time Rachel leaves, Rockstar comes in at some point, he's going to be super pissed. He's going to complain to Angela. Like, he's really, really pissed at Rachel. He hates Rachel. And it was a really funny moment where he's complaining to Angela in the storage room about Rachel, staying in the bathroom and refusing to let him talk to Sam, where he's like, is she just so stupid? Or is she against us? Like, what's going on? I need to talk to Sam. And you know what? Now that Rockstar's in there, I bet you that she just left that bathroom and left Rockstar in there with Sam alone. And that literally had just happened on the other feed. And he was so pissed. So that's basically going to be what what JC is doing throughout the night. Claiming that he voted to evict Brett, trying to get Sam to nominate Caitlin, and just being pissed off about people not letting him talk to Sam.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed all of it on the head. The most powerful thing that JC has done at this point is his relationship with Fessy. I feel like the way he's garnered it, the fact that Fessy keeps telling everyone in his alliance that, listen, JC's a straight shooter. He told me about his votes the other times, even though he wasn't voting with us. He told me. I love that about him. He doesn't hide. He doesn't make stuff up. He's a straight shooter. That has helped so much on this night too, because now he's not being questioned. He's not. And the other thing is the fact that there's two of them, they can't really pin it on any one person, because that would mean that they would have another person. And then who's that person's person? So because of that extra layer, they're really having a tough time figuring it out. And JC has been doing what he does best, where if he has this kind of agenda, he goes for it and he tries to get it sorted. And he kind of gets upset when he doesn't get that opportunity to at least talk to Sam. But then he was talking to Fessy, and he was telling Fessy to stop having tantrums, stop getting mad. Like, you're on TV, be fine, do this. And then there was one thing that happened, though, that Fessy talked about, where he said, Caitlin has told me something and I can tell, and it would sully her entire image, but I'm not going to do it because I promise her I'm not going to do it, but it would ruin her. And JC tries to figure out what it is. Obviously, Fessy won't tell him.
Yes. This is like what would have happened if the Brigade was less effective, like not less effective, but if they were less like calm about how they went about doing things, mm-hmm. like the level of just like how hidden they are. People underrate so much how effective it is to have an alliance that's hidden. The only reason any of this is working at all is because nobody thinks that JC and Tyler are working together. Nobody thinks that Brett and Tyler and JC are working together. They all think that the other side is just as unorganized and chaotic as them. But when the truth is that they are all together and operating under the same story, which is allowing them to you know, come off as the reasonable ones. So they're really just able to do this. You mentioned Fessy. Fessy had a roller coaster of a night. Like I said, for the third week in a row, this has happened every single week. He has the same dumb expression on his face all night long. He is pissed off. He can't handle this game. He doesn't understand it. He by the end of the night, he is saying, I don't care about this game. I just care about the relationships. I obviously don't know how to play this stupid thing. I just want to make sure that I have friends after this. And by this, he means he wants to make sure he gets Haley, because he cares about Haley. I tweeted out a screenshot of the feeds at one point. It was when Tyler was talking to Caitlin and calming her down, and there's like a mirror image of Fessy talking to Haley, and in that moment Fessy is the Caitlin to Haley's Tyler, saying you don't give me enough love every day. I'm so embarrassed because I'm expressing these feelings for you all the time on national television. I'm not getting anything back. Like, it's not fair. Okay, it's not fair, excuse me. Since when do people owe you affection because you express some to them and it's on national television? But he's gonna be annoyed about that because he's like he's genuinely concerned that Haley might be lying to him. Fessy is so confused about everything. The only people he fully believes are JC and Bailey. Because he thinks that Haley might be lying to him. He's pretty convinced that Caitlin is lying to him. And he's going to be wrong in like almost every circumstance. And he even though he is one of the few people that is kind of like, but what about Tyler? He's got Bailey saying, nah, I kind of trust Tyler on this one. He's so in the dark. Not to mention throughout the entire night, Bailey's having a conversation with Haley and he tries to walk in and they're like, hey, can we have a conversation? And he storms out. Oh, I don't know. Anyone wants to talk to me. And then he finally gets told again, because they're talking to Caitlin, that he can't be involved in the conversation. Then he finally gets a conversation with Bailey. And that's when Tyler walks in to have the conversation with Bailey that Bailey wanted to have about him seeing the Brett Rockstar conversation. And she's like, oh, actually, Fessy, can you just leave for a second? Because I need to talk to Tyler. And he's like, he's literally sits there like he's Austin without shoes. Like, are you serious? Seriously? And then he storms out again. And he is not going to have a fun night.
Yeah, no. The Fessy kind of reminds me of the subreddit Nice Guys, where he just expects the world to open up for him because he's doing basic human things. Being nice, greeting people, then he expects something in return. And it's just so funny how short-circuited he is with his feelings, where he just takes things very personally, very quick. As you mentioned, he, like, the whole night, he's like, if Haley's playing me, I've been nice to her every week. If she's going to play, I'm going to look like a fool when I get out of this house. And to talk more about him trusting specifically Bailey and JC, he still hasn't, like, he's still, despite everything Caitlin has done to him by putting up Swaggy, not telling him, getting rid of him, flipping on his alliance, he still trusts her enough to, like, just spew at the mouth and talk to her about everything, which bothers the hell out of Bailey, to which one point Bailey was like, you know, I kind of regret telling you about the power now. And then Fessy's major grand plan was, what if you use your power this week and put up Tyler? Which obviously Bailey was like, no, that's not happening. And like Bailey just feels frustrated because Bailey's kind of stuck here. She's stuck in this alliance that Swaggy gave her, which she's like, I don't know if I really want this, but these are my people now. I got to like keep them at bay. And, you know, Fessy's one of them who like the guy is just not there. He's not online. Like just like his app, it should probably remain offline. But it's there, and he's somehow still trying to figure himself out. So
yeah. You know, Bailey tells Fessy that she regrets telling him about the power, and she should, because yeah. I still stand by my initial claim that it has given her nothing. But you know, multiple moments where Fessy has almost given up the goods to people like Haley, and now he's like, well, aren't you going to use the power to save me? Like, aren't you going to use the power? Like what happens if I'm going to go up on the block and like, you better use it. And she doesn't want to, she only wants to use it to protect herself. Which is absolutely how she should be using it. I wish she hadn't told him, but you know, what are you going to do? The cat's out of the bag. Right. You also mentioned, Fessy talking about, how, you know, if Caitlin ever dares to put him on the block, he knows something about Caitlin. And I love this. He's talking to JC here. He's like, I know a secret about Caitlin that if it gets out, and just like anytime that anytime you put secret and Caitlin together, like when Caitlin was telling, I don't remember who now, like, oh, I've got a secret to tell you guys. I think it was Fessy and Haley. And they were like, you don't have a boyfriend? Fessy's like, I know a secret about Caitlin. And JC goes, she's in an open relationship. No. Something else. Pretty sure he's talking about the moment where she says she wants to bang him.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's going on.
I think that's what I would bank on, too.
Yes. He says he's going to go straight to the cameras and tell them everything. Could you imagine that? Can you imagine post nomination ceremony, the feeds come on and Fessy is mid conversation going, this girl, she wanted to bang my brains out. She has a boyfriend. It's unbelievable. What is going on?
God. And you know, Fessy loves that this is a thing because someone thought something of him enough to want to do that with him. And now he's like going to hold that against them for the rest of the game. So he's just waiting to use it, to be honest. Let's be real. Like, he would love for everyone to find out. He wants to stare dead at Haley and be like, see, someone wants to, not you. I don't know why, but I'm a catch. I'm a prize. I'm so nice. She wants it. She has a boyfriend and she wants it. Like, you know, this is what's going on with Fessy, you know, r/nice guy's head.
Yeah. So Bailey has a bit of a night as well. She is super pissed about this whole situation. I don't want to make it out like Fessy was the only one stomping around. Bailey was very annoyed. She is really annoyed at Caitlin. Caitlin has been her main target basically over the last week. And this is only going to reinforce reinforce that idea. She initially thinks that, like, okay, because JC told me that Caitlyn's playing us. Maybe Caitlyn told Tyler to vote the other way, and now she's covering for him. And she ends up not really thinking that, because she does believe Tyler when he tells her that he didn't do that. But she does believe that Caitlyn is behind this, and she's just so pissed off at her. And she's like, I don't understand. I'm like, nobody is telling me what the fuck is going on. Like, what is happening in this stupid house? Why am I stuck with these stupid people? She is done. She is not having it, which is fantastic, because then, you know, Caitlyn walks into the room and she can't even look at Caitlyn. And she tells Caitlyn to shut up about, just please don't tell people about what they're talking about. And Caitlyn's like, I'm sorry. Like, what do you want? Like I said, Caitlyn told Bailey that Tyler had told her that the Rockstar and Brett conversation happened. So Bailey wanted to have a conversation with Tyler about that. Tyler does eventually come in, and Tyler says, and then Tyler gets like annoyed. Tyler's like, I don't understand why Caitlyn is dragging me into this. Like, I don't know what I saw. Like, I've seen people have conversations all the time. Yes, I saw Haley and Rockstar and Brett having a conversation, but I don't know, why is Caitlyn saying that I knew all these things? And Bailey's like, dude, I believe you. Like, this girl, the second Tyler expressed that he was annoyed at Bailey, at Caitlyn, Bailey was like, okay, we're kind of on board. And Bailey even said earlier that the only reason she wanted to target Tyler was because he was loyal to Caitlyn. So the more Tyler seems not loyal to Caitlyn, the more Bailey is actually kind of going like, you know what, maybe I can work with this guy. So she believes Tyler when he's saying this. She asks him, did you vote? He's like, I voted to evict Brett. I'm telling you, that's what I did. And she's like, I believe you, man. He also tells her, like, she's like, did you swear on your father? I did not swear on my dad. I don't know why Caitlyn is saying that. Like, and this further, makes Bailey sort of believe what Tyler's saying, that Caitlyn is doing something, that she had some kind of weird deal. I forgot to mention, JC also came up with this idea that the Caitlyn Brett argument, the whole thing, the hits, the yelling, the I'd be disgusted if you voted this way, was all fake. It was all staged, and Bailey believes that because why the hell not? Caitlyn is really just becoming the fall guy for this whole thing. And like I said, Bailey does not want to use the power, especially I think she did get nervous about Sam, but JC is telling Fessy that he thinks the nominations are going to be Haley and Caitlyn. Haley also thinks that. Fessy then told Bailey, I think you're good. I think that, you're fine. As long as Caitlyn is on the block, Bailey feels okay. Honestly, as long as Bailey's not on the block, I think she feels okay. So yeah. Bailey at the moment does not want to use her power, which, by the way, I haven't even talked about strategy yet. I think is a big fail for the Level 6 Alliance, despite the chaos that they have caused. But that was mostly Bailey's night.
Yeah, that was pretty much Bailey's night. The one thing is that I feel like the reason why, no matter what happens, she's continuing to be okay with Tyler is because look at what Tyler's against. It's crazy people. It's loud people, emotional people. So when you sit down with a calming presence who just listens to you and then can like have a normal, regular tone conversation with you, it's hard not to buy that. Tyler has not shown himself to be the type of person to be like that, to be like a Caitlyn. And that's why when he starts complaining about Caitlyn, it makes sense, because it's like, well, look at him and look at her. She is leagues crazier than him. I understand why he's frustrated. He understands why I'm frustrated. It's like we have a common person that we can just look at me and be like, Caitlyn, right? It's like, yeah, Caitlyn. So it works out. And this is one of the few reasons why I feel like Tyler's been working really well with Bailey. Bailey feels really good with him. Later on in the night, they start talking about potentially bringing in Bailey for this vote because they know they can at least work with her to get what they want. And as far as a result goes, Bailey's doing really well. And I think the last week she did put in good steps with other people to like start extracting herself from this mess that is Faute. However, she's still kind of in with them, so we'll see who needs to be removed for that to work out. But because of how big of a mess her entire alliance is, with Rockstar being the way she was last night, with Fessy being clueless, with Caitlyn being a hot mess, it makes her seem very, very personable and very, very like an asset to work with. So I think she's doing a good job just by being with them, even though it kills her to be with them right now.
Yeah, and just to sort of point out one of many great moments on the feeds last night, you know, when she is having her first conversation with Caitlyn in the room with the Jenga pieces, you know, you've got her talking to Caitlyn. She's clearly annoyed. And then we find out, like, we finally hear the first bit of like what Sam is planning to do when Haley goes up to Scotty on the other feed and says, Sam is going to have no one on one. She's going to tell us who she's nominating. I'm going to go up. She's totally going to nominate me. Like, Sam is just going to tell everyone as soon as the HOH room is revealed. And we're like, what? And then on the other feed, Caitlyn leaves the room and Bailey just knocks over the entire tower of Jenga pieces. It just comes crashing down because she's just so annoyed about Caitlyn. And then I also forgot to talk about, you know, when Tyler... Or sorry, when she's talking to Caitlyn and they're coming up with this idea that maybe a power was used, Bailey just finally loses it with Caitlyn. She says, just get out of, I just stop. I hate the way you talk to me, the way that that you speak to me. It's so frustrating. You stop bullying me. And she just walks out and she goes and talks to Tyler, where she like cries to him and he comforts her about Caitlyn. And he's like, believe me, I understand more than anyone what you're dealing with. I deal with it every single day. And they really bond over this.
Yeah.
And you know, she has a conversation with Fessy where she says, where Fessy's like, what about Tyler? Do you think Tyler flipped? And she says, honestly, I trust Tyler more than I trust JC, Caitlyn, or Rockstar, because even Bailey is thinking that Rockstar actually did this nonsense. And so, that was what happened there. Tyler, we've kind of seen most of Tyler's conversations through other people's point of view. He at one point is going to get his story straight with Brett. They discuss, this is later in the night. So this conversation, it happened in the living room and like, you just saw it. You didn't hear what was happening. You know, he's basically going to spend most of the night saying that he voted Brett out, talking with Bailey, bonding with Bailey, getting Caitlyn to believe him, getting Caitlyn on board back into the idea of like, listen to what I'm telling you, you know, don't tell people things. And then just like hanging out with Sam and being nice with her and not pressing her on anything. I think that Tyler is very comfortable with whatever Sam does because it doesn't really matter. I do feel like the optimal move here, just to get into strategy a little bit, for Tyler, for Brett, for all of level six, is to try to get Sam to nominate the people they think have a power. And they know, or they at least they have a very good idea that Bailey has the power. I think it's a massive mistake to not try and get Sam to at least put Bailey up on the block as a pawn, just to see, like, maybe she has some kind of power that we can flush, especially on a week where the ultimate outcome doesn't matter. This should be their prime goal. But they seem content with the chaos that they cause. They don't seem to be thinking of that plan, which I do think is a mistake. Given that this week is going to be a dud anyway, I think that it's a total loss for level six if they don't flush the power. And it seems like they're not going to.
Yeah, well, like, it's one of those situations where I don't know how well they thought this was going to work out last night.
Yeah.
It worked out amazingly, right? So now they're kind of complacent. They're like, okay, we did this. How the hell did it happen? Rockstar, like, took it hook, line, and sinker. We couldn't have asked for it to be better. And they're kind of, like, content with that. They did have extensive talks where it looks like, you know, who's targeting who on level six. So the girls are still looking at, like, Rachel's still zeroing in on Scotty. Scotty's still the person she sees as, like, that's who I want gone. Then on the flip side, you've got them talking about how they don't want Rockstar or Fessy in the jury with them. So they should have to figure out which one goes where and how they can make that happen. The problem is right now, they all kind of see, like, they kind of feel like they can use Bailey. And while she might have a power, whatever the case may be, they're not looking at that as much as they're looking at who can we keep in the pre-jury so that we don't have to deal with them at the end, because Rockstar is never going to vote for us. We don't want to have to deal with Fessy in the jury. They're thinking about that more than they're thinking about who they're going to be left in the house with, which is the big issue here, because that could come back to bite them.
Yeah. And just to further Sam's storyline here, she eventually, I imagine, is told by the diary room, you are not allowed to tell people who you're nominating, for the very reason that, like, if she did just straight up say, listen, guys, I have a power, it's not going to matter, here are my nominations, the week would have been over. It would have been over last night, and we would have just been waiting for Thursday. Luckily, that didn't happen. She ends up telling people in the HOH room, I know who I'm nominating. I'm not having any one-on-ones. Nobody's allowed in the HOH room unless I'm up here as well. And I'm not allowed to tell you guys, so you'll just find out at the nomination ceremony. And that gives Level 6 such an opportunity to go to Bailey and say, Bailey, I'm worried about you. She was talking about you. Just to, like, try to flush out a power. It's not in their heads, though. It's frustrating to me because I feel like it's such an obvious move. But it's good for Bailey. It's good for Bailey that she's not being forced to use it. And I like what Bailey's doing as well. So that's what's going on there. Tyler is also going to talk to Brett late in the night about, like, Brett's going to be like, dude, we have to like final two. Right. And Tyler's like, yeah, of course I know. So I think Tyler is going to become Brett's new number one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the new bros are a thing. I'm excited to find out what name they're going to give Tyler. Now we have the Chad who's he going to be? And Tyler obviously, like, takes this in and really does play off Brett really well. The conversation they had was really, really well put. Brett talking about his disbelief that they think that a power was used when obviously that would have been announced, which has been a recurring thing for like 2 weeks now, where some people are just like, it must have been used. And then somewhere, well, obviously they would have said something. Like, it's not just like it would happen magically. These two are going to be really interesting to watch moving forward. Watching Brett, now, are we in the Brett section now of the Lost storyline?
Yeah, sure.
His flashbacks? Okay. So watching Brett handle the Rockstar stuff last night, I'm pretty impressed with him. He kept a pretty good level head about it. He made her look insanely kooky, and he didn't lash out or anything. He does have conversations on the side later on, kind of showing that he was getting frustrated, kind of showing that he wanted to say some stuff, but he held it in, which is good on him for right now, because it doesn't do anything but make him look more, like, better and more complacent, especially when Rockstar is going around calling him an 80s bully. He's really not coming off that way current time. So...
yes, I feel like we could kind of tell the story of Rockstar and Brett throughout the night. Obviously, they were arguing after the eviction, and Brett's just like, you're really not going to own it, Rockstar? Like, again, I felt like he was just having fun with her, but it worked. Like, she was so upset by this. And it's hard to really, like... nobody in the house can understand why, if she was innocent, she would react this way. Right. She claims that it's because it was her daughter's birthday, and, like, how dare he? And then I think the one recurring theme throughout the night, like I said, she's going to spend the next 4 hours after the eviction crying. As soon as she drops from the HOH competition, she's in tears. She's going to be in tears basically the rest of the night. And I mean that, like, red faced, tears in her eyes. Anytime she starts talking, she starts crying. And she's just like, she can't believe that this, like, stereotype, like, she sees Brett as, like, who's the bully from, Back to the Future, Biff.
Biff.
Yeah. She sees Brett as, like, the Biff Tanner of the world, and she's like, I can't believe that it's 2018, and like where she, because again, she is Twitter, and she is like, where are all the Twitter people who are pissed off at Brett for being you know, this, like, white dude that's a bully, that's like Biff Tannering me, and she's just tanning like why is this happening? It's this is not how how it should work in 2018. And like, he's like this rich guy and I'm a working class mom. And, that the fact that he doesn't talk to me and that she would, you know, she would, you know, he would single me out on my daughter's birthday. By the way, apparently her daughter's birthday was not yesterday. It was today.
Oh, well, RHAD, Rockstar has a daughter. Confirmed. It's happening. Yeah, she was besides herself. She was so irritated. And it's one of those things where when someone comes to you and you catch them in a lie, or they're lying about you, the wrong thing to do is be like, oh, really? I lied? Yeah, no, I definitely did that then. Like, that makes you look worse. And then times that by 100, that's how Rockstar reacts to all this. Like, she completely spirals out of control. She's obviously pissed off at him. She doesn't like that he's getting his way. That's how she feels it is, that he's getting his way. Everything he wants, he's getting. It's like, and all these diverse people are just following him, and it doesn't make sense. I don't understand why people are entertaining this douchebag, and on and on and on and on and on. Where I feel like this is a reaction, like if Winston was the one in the house and she was having these reactions about him, it would kind of work out for her, because you know Winston might react and say something back 10 times worse, which was possible. But that's what goes back to what I was saying earlier, where Brett did a really good job at just not doing anything, just kind of like egging her on with these subtle, but you sold it, like you did it well, like you're not gonna own up to it, are you serious? There was this thing on Reddit where someone was like, he should have walked by Rockstar after the confrontation and be like, you sold that well, and he walked away. Just really tick her off, because it was working. Like, she's just so irritated, and to the point where later in the night we get a Josh Evil Dick revival of a pan, a cookie pan, and a spoon.
Yes.
And singing. So let's go.
Yeah, so she's crying throughout the night, and then people start to encourage her to to start to lash out a little bit, yep. And so in the middle of the night, I think it was like maybe like 4 a.m, she goes full pots and pans, and she starts right near Brett's head, she sits on him. She's full on doing the Josh move. At one point, Brett's like, hey, Josh did this already. And she's like, Evil Dick did it first. And he's like, oh, okay, super fan.
Yeah, so for anyone that wants to go back and watch this, which we highly recommend, it's about 140 Big Brother time. I believe it's camera 3-4, or just do quad and get the whole experience, because this was awesome. It went on for about 15 to 20 minutes. At one point in the middle of the banging, she sits down and talks about, like, I'm like coming up with a rhyming song right now. It's about Brett, as you'd imagine. And then someone said the phrase breast friends. It's like, oh my God, he would love that. And then she goes right back out, finds him, and just starts doing that. He runs a little bit. She runs following him. And then this all happens until about 155, 156, when Sam comes to her. And Sam, like, talks to her and says, hey, like, I know you're having a fun time, but this is bothering everybody. Like, can you just stop it for tonight and then do it tomorrow morning? Celebrate tomorrow if you want. And she's fully gone insane. She's like, but I'm happy my friend is here.
She's, I love lost it.
Yeah, it was insane. It was absolutely insane. Like, I was concerned for her. And then eventually, and it's kind of like you watch Sam like slowly gets the pot, puts it on the table, and is like, come give me a hug. You need a hug. Give me a hug. And takes the weapons away, gives her a hug. He's like, you're shaking. He's like, I'm just so happy that Brett is here right now. You have no idea how glad I am he's here. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm so concerned for Rockstar. Like, she lost it last night. This was unlike anything I could have imagined for her at all. It was just an explosion of emotion, an explosion of rage rolled into one.
Yes, she also very focused on how Brett told her that he has a micro penis.
Yeah.
she just She's lost her mind about Brett. She, like, we talked about how there was a little bit of like Karen in her, like Karen and Kevin from Big Brother Canada. Now it's Brett. And and she is full on, like, she's blown past the Karen mobile. She is into full on like evil dick Josh, but like, you know, more focused, yeah. I guess, territory. She is full-fledged pots and pans here. And Sam did have to go and ruin the fun. If Sam had her way, none of this would have happened last night. She would have told everyone about her power. She would have told everyone who she's nominating. And she would have been like, let's just have a very calm week where nothing has to happen and we can all just meditate all day. Just get her out of here. I'm done with Sam.
Yeah, a bit of a wet blanket, that one. Yeah. Just like the way she handled everything was like, yeah, we don't need to talk. We don't need to worry. This, like, it's going to be an okay. Now I'm not telling anybody what's going on. No one can come into my, like, just literally put a damper on everything last night, from her HOH room to this, ruining this, not telling, like, it. We're lucky that everyone else is certifiably insane, because the fact that she won the HOH and has the power to, like, the fact that she knows everything's going to reset, we're lucky that she cannot say these things to them, because, as you said, today would have been the only day for updates. We would have had like a good 30 minutes talking about the things leading to the eviction and then a little bit of the endurance. And then it would have just been like, all right, BB19 fish for the next week. We'll just replay episodes of last year's live feed updates for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So we're really lucky that she can't do that. But yeah, we just, everyone remember this moment, because Summer of Steve 2018 fell for this. It's done though.
Yes. All right. So let's see. Why are we missing anything, Puya? I'm scanning through my notes here. I'm not seeing it. I feel like we've covered most of it.
Yeah, pretty well. Again, later in the night, Fessy was talking to Haley and was like, but you said you would kiss me in the storage room. She's like, I'm not going to kiss you in the storage room. She's like, but you promised. Okay. I'll take a cheek one. Like, who are you, guy? I don't understand. I don't love that. He's like, yeah. He's like the Mark for me this season. Last season, did not like Mark. This season, do not like Fessy. That's just how I
feel. I really feel like Fessy and Caitlin, the reason they hit it off so much in the beginning, is because they're mirror images of each other. Where Caitlin is like this aggressive, Caitlin's much more aggressive in her, like, you need to give me sexual attention. Fessy is like the more, like, Fessy's the passive aggressive and Caitlin is the aggressive aggressive. Mm-hmm. Fessy is just like, oh, you know, like, you owe me. Like, you owe me affection because I like you and I give you affection. Which is just, you know, that you're totally right about the, like, nice guy subreddit. Like,
yeah, like, where's his fedora? Like, this guy reeks of a fedora. It's kind of funny because if you watch that interaction with him and Caitlin, where Caitlin was crying, he could have left the room 17 times, but he stays there like, what? What is it? Like, I think he loves the fact that she's crying for him. It makes him feel good. Like, I agree that this whole, like, validation through affection and emotion really helps. Because, again, she said she would bang him. Now she's crying about him. Fessy has something to live for in this house. Like, just keep telling me how much you're heartbroken by me and how much I matter. Like, I need to know these things. They are very mirror of each other. And I think that's why they're still, despite all the things that should have made them stop talking, they're still fine together. They still, like, coexist and talk daily. Last week when he was talking to her about the whole HOH thing, the flip, this, they're still fine. So I think they need each other to some degree, because when Tyler turns off the tap, she goes to Fessy. When Haley turns off the tap, he goes to Caitlin. So it's kind of like a match made in heaven or hell, specifically.
Yes. We're also being asked, like, who do we think that Sam actually is going to put up? You know, I made sure to cue this up. I think it was yesterday on the feed update. Like, just so you guys know, Caitlin did something to piss Sam off. That might be important later on. Turns out a day later, that's very important. I think that there's a very good chance that Caitlin goes up on the block, today because Sam was not happy about, you know, whatever it was. We need to figure out what it was. I don't even remember what it was, because it's Caitlin, because it's just Caitlin being Caitlin. But I guess it's not that important. But I think we can assume that Caitlin is going to be put up on the block. And Haley, Sam has never been super fond of Haley. Is Haley is pretty convinced that she's going to go up on the block. That's definitely a possibility. And then, you know, honestly, with what Rockstar was doing last night, I wouldn't be surprised if that was another option. Like I said, I feel like level six in particular, Tyler should be talking to Sam and trying to get something out of that. They should be trying to flush a power. But for the most part, I have not seen anything regarding any kind of strategy with that involved. So I don't expect that to come into play at all this week. Tyler even said, like, hey, I think we can work with Bailey. I think that maybe we can pull Bailey in, which I, for as much as Bailey gets frustrated with those people, I don't think that they can actually pull her in. So good on her for convincing them otherwise. And the fact that she doesn't have to use this power, I think that ultimately, you know, while it would be great to get to flush this power for level six, it seems like Bailey is going to be using this power, to get rid of Caitlin, at some point. So, you know, that, it's not going to harm them too much as long as Caitlin's in the game. So I would expect, I think the most likely nominations, Haley and Caitlin, maybe Rockstar in the mix somewhere. But that's how I see things for now. And who knows what happens with the power and if she tells anyone about it beforehand, or anything like that. But, that's pretty much the night, Puya.
Yeah, it's pretty well. Like I feel like we've got everything here. The one thing I will say is, like, it seems like Tyler and, like, his work towards Bailey, like, it's kind of mutually beneficial to both of them, where Bailey feels like, if I'm close to them, they won't put me up, and then I don't have to use my power till later on. I want to hold on to this power. And then on the flip side, Tyler's like, if she has a power and I'm good with her, she won't use it to disturb me. So maybe I pull her in. And I feel like that bond is, like, kind of what's keeping them close as well. The one thing that the house guest talked about, I think it was Rachel and Angela, who, like, Angela, you know, you got your name out there on this update somehow. I don't know how it happened. But they were talking about how funny it would be if Rockstar was on the block and then Rockstar goes for the veto pick and picks out Brett, which I kind of want to see that. I don't want Rockstar to go up on the block, because I feel like this current plan makes Caitlin spiral out of control. We don't need Caitlin and Rockstar spiraling more out of control this week. That would just be utter chaos. But at some point this season, I want to see Rockstar pick out Brett's name from the veto bag. I really want it. We manifest it, everybody. Manifest it into existence.
Yes. Stephanie wants to know, where was Scotty in all of this? Scotty was actually loving it. He does feel like he failed his HOH week, but he was very excited about all the chaos because it really does help him a ton. We talked about how he kind of put himself into a rough spot, but with all the chaos going on, Scotty really, really got kind of, he caught a major break here, which is what somebody like him needs, because now he can easily rebuild again. This archetype, very adaptable. So he caught a lucky break, and he was definitely aware of it. Cutie Pie also wants to know, if Faute votes Caitlin out and she comes back in, what is the fallout? See, that's what's probably going to happen. We are probably going to see, you know, all of Faute voting Caitlin out over Haley. And Tyler and a few other people in the know are going to know, let's vote for Caitlin, knowing that she's going to stay. And then they're going to fully turn Faute against or Caitlin against Faute. Hopefully this is going to be a good week, despite the twists kind of working against it. I think that this can work out.
Yeah, I feel like when you have a dud week where you know essentially no one's really going to go, the best thing you can do is to put the craziest person on the block, because they'll still be crazy. We haven't seen this. Is Caitlin never been on the block come eviction night? So Caitlin come eviction night, being who she is going to be amazing. No matter how the chips fall, you know she's going to be paranoid. You know she's going to play hard. You know she's going to say some things, have you know, conversations, say this, say that. So there's a lot to be gained here from Caitlin being there come Thursday night. So as long as that's happening, it'll be a somewhat fun week, despite knowing that it's going to reset back and whoever comes back and comes back. And like, if you want someone to come back, you want it to be the most delusional person who thinks this was meant to happen, Swaggy. You were meant to go. I was meant to go week four and come right back in because I am winning. So I'm here for that nonsense.
Yes. Also, we've talked about how Tyler kind of wants Caitlin gone. He's realized now that Bailey hates Caitlin so much that if he wants to work with Bailey, he needs to keep Caitlin in the game for Bailey to target, which is a smart move because she is the target ahead of him at this point, which is utterly absurd. This is literally like Victoria being the target over Derek, only like, you know, 100 times less obvious or more obvious. It's crazy. So there we are. That was the night. Like I said, I recommend you just kind of go back and watch some of this chaos occur before your eyes. It's pretty wonderful. And hopefully we're gonna get more stuff today. I have a feeling things are going to calm down a little bit. Usually the truth kind of comes out with these votes and things kind of calm down. We'll see if that happens. But even if it does, we had a wonderful night. You know, all things must come to an end, Puya, but we can enjoy it for how it happened.
Yeah, it was so freaking good, man. It was so good. And I do agree it'll calm down, but also I feel like if Brett gives one sly smile to Rockstar, she might get amped up again. So we could see more chaos today. All I know is that, you know, 30 days into this, and my God, what a season.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't ask for more.
Oh, couldn't. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. You can follow Puya at PuyaIsm. I was live on Twitch last night watching some of this madness occur, so make sure you're following me there, Taren Armstrong, if you want to hang out and watch the feeds and chat with other people and, you know, watch me cackle at Fessy, you know, having a sad face. So check all that stuff out. I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today, hopefully with the nominations. We might get some fallout from that, especially if Caitlin is nominated. And then, of course, Sunday we'll have a recap and all of that good stuff. So thank you for joining us. I'll see you next time.